Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome this Monday to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. So, we've got the hair care hotline with Ms. Candace Thomas today. Good morning, Candace. How are you? Oh, no. Is she not there? Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Yeah.
He's not on.
Well, oh. All right, let me check my calendar. It is second Monday, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's second Monday all day. All right, well, anyway, I'm going to try to track her down during the break. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and do what I was going to do at the end of the show. Anyway, before I do that, Miss Princess, was that you?
It is.
How are you
me.
Doing?
I'm doing
can you
good.
Talk?
I can.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a rare occasion. I'm going to take advantage of it. How have you been?
I've been good. I tell you what, let me call into the show and get off the board and give me 30 seconds.
All righty. That sounds like a plan. All right. So this is a rare treat because my CEO, technical producer, Princess Cooper, she runs Never Had It So Good Entertainment, Never Had It So Good Sports. On Blog Talk Radio. She runs my show. I don't do this alone. She is just the producer extraordinaire, great person, great CEO. But she's been dealing with a lot of stuff. So I haven't really had a chance to talk with her. So I'm blessed that she has a minute. So.
I have a few minutes for you. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm okay. I want to know about you. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about you in some respect on Wednesday because we're going to talk about high blood pressure. I got a doctor coming in from the American Heart Association on Wednesday to talk about it. No joke, though, right?
No joke. No joke. None whatsoever. I didn't even know I had it. So, as they said, it's a silent killer, but I discovered it because I got a nosebleed and went to the emergency room, and they told me that sometimes that's an indicator. They don't like to believe in that indicator of a nosebleed, but my blood pressure was sky high, and so I was released from the emergency room on a Monday, which Mondays are outrageous for me. Everything that I'm trying to juggle, which is, you know, my business, his business, and then radio at the same time. But I didn't get the prescription filled on Monday. I didn't get it filled on Tuesday.
No.
I got it filled on Wednesday. I got it filled. I think I took my first pill Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday, same thing happened again. Nosebleed that lasted more than 30 minutes, soaked through two or three towels, went on to the emergency room, didn't go by ambulance this time. Reverend Robinson took me in. But they say you're supposed to pinch your nose and kind of
hold
it
back. Yeah.
The blood was flowing so much, it just started coming out my mouth.
Oh, God.
And then I started throwing it up. Because it was settling, some of it was getting in my stomach, and then it started coming out my eyes. So I'm not going to talk about this much because this is a life changing event. And I didn't know if I was going to. I really didn't know if I was going to make it Monday. And then I resolved with my own mortality Tuesday and Wednesday. We still didn't do anything. Went on back to my same schedule. But by Thursday, and I think we have Candace in here, so we can move on to her. Thursday, I had to really take a look at my life and understand that if I didn't address my high blood pressure and the fact that I had it and get on a blood regimen and understand that I needed to relax more in self-care and take away some of these crazy self-imposed, you know, organizing my closet from light to dark and putting my shoes back in plastic in the boxes every day and all that kind of foolishness. So, but we'll talk more about it Wednesday. I'm doing much better.
Sure.
That was a month ago now. And each day is much better. So, but it's a self-realization that I need to change a lot of things about how I act and work and eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. I've filled
Glad
in
you
for
are.
You for about Feels 7
good.
Minutes here. I'd rather talk about hair.
I'm sure you would.
And get Candace in here.
All right.
Opened up her mic. Thank you, Gretchen.
And thank you. And we definitely will be talking about that Wednesday. We have a doctor from the American Heart Association. We will be talking about high blood pressure. See, I grew up, I thought everybody had it because my mom had it. I knew what her medication was. She made sure I knew what her medication was and where it was in case something happened and she needed it. But, you know, and it's...
Yeah, one of my doctors, my primary care, said you are an African-American woman over 50.
Yeah.
And at that point, you feel like you're superwoman and you do everything for everybody and you don't know the word no. So sometimes more than likely it's going to come if you don't address how you live. So,
yeah, I had to learn to know, especially when my thyroid kicked up. That's a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, Princess. Glad you're with us.
You're welcome.
And glad, Candace. Candace is with us. Good morning, Candace Thomas. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. So just trying to fight COVID hair. That's a mess. That takes some dealing. Just for the simple reason because, I'm washing it every day now and don't really see a reason to wash it every day. It's different when you know. I was washing my hair kind of every day anyway, and I kind of needed to because I had the chlorine in my hair
from swimming
at the gym. Now it's a little bit harder to kind of rationalize this guy. Like, it's like, okay, you've been out in public. You know you may have some COVID in your hair. Somebody might have coughed on you or breathed on you or whatever. And so you got to wash the hair every day now. So
I can completely understand that, and I think a lot of people are getting weary of that one step of washing your hair every day, especially if you're surrounded or you are exposed, your exposure level is higher.
Mm-hmm.
And you never really know, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
You don't.
If you don't know if you're exposed versus, like, if you know you're working somewhere where you know you can come in contact with it, or you know, like, you were either your nurse, your doctor, your custodian at a facility that has a COVID unit. So you know. Do a lot of those professionals still take the extra step to wash the hair? To be honest, no, because I've talked to a couple of them. So now, a little update. I challenged the board to be a CNA. I'm still in school to be an RN, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still sitting here behind the chair. But now I'm working in it for the last probably like month, I would say. I'm working in a facility that has a COVID unit, and I'm trying to build up my resume, you know? And a lot of the ladies don't wash their hair. when they leave. And a lot of them had it at the place that I work at. And do they have a COVID unit? Yes, they do. So it's one of those things, like, do I still take the extra step? I actually do. I actually wear a head bonnet to work, you know, like the medical one. And then maybe every 2 days I'll wash it because my hair is under a bonnet. And really I wear the bonnet because it has the buttons on the sides, you know. But wash my hair on a regular basis. What I've noticed about myself is I am experiencing some real thinning issues around my hairline. Now, this is someone that hasn't had it, don't have any symptoms of it or anything like that. But because I'm putting a lot more wear and tear on it, and we've had these conversations, you know, my texture of hair, you're not supposed to wash it like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I do, and I'm noticing a lake. Like, I looked in the mirror the other day, I was like, is that a bald spot? It's like almost a bald spot there. So now I'm on the hunt of what do I do to prevent it and what can I use, but there's not enough data out there that could help with the situation. It's not like there's not enough data about people who have had COVID and they're experiencing their hair loss from the COVID, or data from people who are washing their hair all the time. You know, close to having washing on a daily basis, there's not enough data. So it's one of those things that we're experimenting either on ourselves. I say not for me, not myself, not necessarily on my clients. So I'm experimenting. Like, is this gonna work? Is this gonna fill in the gap? You know, this is not normal thinning like my mom or my dad. Because typically you thin like one of your parents. You know what I mean? Or one of your loved ones, like grandmother. It's more of a generation thing. But this is because of maybe me pulling it back all the time, probably. Me maybe washing all the time. Maybe me scrubbing too much. I don't even know.
Yeah, it is hard to know. It is right now, I don't even know what. You know, and I thought also I'd see you long before now, and I put it off partially because of what we talked about the last time about the way my hair grows in, and like in the back it's not necessarily as thick or has as much new growth as the top. So I was like, okay, I'm going to wait. And I mean, I tell you, it's like this real trickling effect in the back. It's just like, we're just going to take our little time, you know. But anyway, no, I will. And then something else came up. But yeah, no, I'm going to see you hopefully within the next week or two for sure. Because I mean, I want to have holiday hair. So I don't want to lose hair in the process. But my thing is, too, now, because we're experimenting, you just really don't know. I am, I backed off of one of my supplements that had a whole lot of biotin in it, partially for health reasons. I still have another supplement that has biotin in it, so I'm not all that worried. And then since the last time we talked, I added a supplement that has some zinc in it, which is, because we had talked about one article that talked about zinc. And then something else I read, I'm not going to try anything that's too terribly harmful, I don't think. And usually if I think it is, I'm going to kind of back off of it right away. But something I read a long time ago about bamboo leaf. So I had been looking for this bamboo leaf tea and could not find it, but I found a tea that's supposed to help you sleep. The other night I found it and it had a little bamboo leaf in the tea. So it wasn't just strictly bamboo leaf, but it had some other things that was supposed to help you sleep, but it had that in it too. So, like you said, still trying stuff. But I am getting, I don't think I'm getting a lot of hair loss, and you'll be able to see it let's see, how should I put this? I don't think I'm getting significant hair loss, I'm getting more hair loss than I had prior to letting go of the biotin. And what I wanted to ask you is, do you seem to experience more hair loss, let's say, in your comb, if your hair is getting longer or thicker?
I would say I experience hair loss. I do experience it in my comb because, you know, I'm religious of combing my hair while it's wet, while it has moisturizer, while it has to get, right? I do not dare comb my hair when it's dry because I remember how that felt when I was a kid, and I'm not trying to give myself that same discomfort, okay? I do remember, I mean, I do notice the thinning, the hair loss in the comb. It's always going to be that way for me, but it's the amount now different. So when I take gather all my hair, I roll in a ball. So it's normally like a little bouncy ball worth of thin shedding. When you go to the store and you put a little quarter into like the machine, you turn it and you get like a little bouncy ball to kick through. Well, it's the same about that little tiny ball. I would say maybe, I don't know the measurements in my head, like a marble, right?
Okay.
Now it's like a little, it's grown to a ping pong ball, like a ping pong table ball. And then now it's grown to almost a tennis ball. And this is every time I shampoo, wash my hair. And I'm co-washing in between the, you know, red article that you co-wash. Co-wash isn't really necessarily cleansing the hair. So I'm like, man. Then I was like, okay, well, maybe I put some leave in there. Well, then the leave doesn't necessarily fit in the bonnet. I still feel the need to wash my hair because, you know, studies have came out that COVID is now, even though we already knew this, but COVID's airborne. We already knew that it was airborne. But the CDC has now confirmed that the fact that COVID is airborne.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that it's airborne and past the 6 feet, they're seeing your droplets can last up to 23 feet, something like that. So what's 23 feet for a person? You know what I mean? One of those, it's like, I don't know. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
So now I'm like kind of trying to figure out how within this last month of working here, how can I protect my hair? And I've asked some of my coworkers who work there with me, also who've had COVID, and that's one of the biggest complaints is the hair loss. So even the nurses that had it. And I'll say, well, you know, do you know the difference? One lady was like, you know, she would say my ponytail was this big and now it's this big, you know, it's a confidence issue. A lot of the ladies wear their hair like in a wrap, doobie type thing, like, you know, a wrap that you sleep in, and they'll put the medical bonnet on top. And then some really don't care. They're like, whatever. It is what it is. They'll still get their hair done. Like, they'll wear braids. They don't wash their hair. So it's just, you know, I feel like there's a spectrum of, I guess, what's the word I want to say? Disinfection or sterilization that people go through. And everybody does have their own, what it is. So it's, it's an experience.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk to you about another aspect of this I thought about, especially after I saw one article. So we're going to take a quick break. We are here with Candace Thomas. We have our hair care hotline today, the second Monday of the month on G's Power Hour. If you have a question for Candace, the number is 516-387-1944. And this is Candace Thomas's Be Lavish Salons in SoTo, South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. You got a question for Candace Thomas? She is our hair care expert. This is the Hair Care Hotline, our second Monday on G's Power Hour. The number is 516-387-1944. So, Candace, my question now is because, like you were saying, people are losing hair and they're lacking confidence and they're getting maybe extensions or braids or, you know, any type of hair additions. My question is that safe? Because especially if you were, let's say, getting human hair, and we don't know how long, you know, how old the hair is, where the hair came from, you know, is there COVID in that hair?
That's a good one. You know, I never thought about it. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good
I know everybody's looking for an alternative. You know, golly, skip the vanity. That's that, you know, just, I don't, you know, you're beautiful as you are, whatever way you are. Okay, just accept that. God loves you. God doesn't care about the hair thing so much. You know, I mean, he does and he doesn't, you know, but I mean, is it worth putting yourself in danger for? And one of the reasons I guess I kind of thought about that, because there's this article, and I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, about the U.S. is cracking down on Chinese companies for exporting the hair of prisoners. I mean, how many people thought the hair was coming from the prisoners? You know.
Is
that cleaning? Huh?
They have to get it from somewhere in order to sell and market to the U.S., you know what I mean?
That's true.
And we are some avid buyers of and wearers of this hair. I don't know. And I don't even know, like, now I do go through certain hair that I purchase, if I purchase it for my client, I go through this whole ritual. I used to go through this ritual. I still do, where I kind of vinegar rinse it and then I wash it beforehand. Because a lot of times I'm going to color it or alter the hair for them to match their hair. Because even if you buy it, you think it's going to match. It still doesn't. So I would say 90% of my clients, even if they buy it and bring it to me, I still kind of cut, so it still gets clean, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But
let me real quick read this, because it was a little disturbing. Yeah, it says here, this is an article, I think, from New York Post. A shipment of nearly 13 tons of hair is detained by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Says U.S. is cracking down on several Chinese companies that export human hair, an industry so lucrative the product is often called black gold, over fears that the hair was shorn from ethnic minorities locked inside China's terrifying internment camps. The $2.5 billion industry mostly includes hair products from Asia, mainly from China. This is part of this comes from CNN, but the majority of imported Chinese hair comes from manufacturers in the country's far western region of Xinjiang. The area is where 2 million, and please forgive me for mispronouncing this, Uyghurs, who are mostly Muslim, and other ethnic minorities have been detained since 2016. So just
like I said, it just made me start thinking, okay, where is the hair coming from, you know? And I'm, you know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you take extra steps when you get it, you know, and I'm sure a lot of your customers now that are hearing this, they're probably glad that you take extra steps.
I'm going to probably now for everybody, most likely, don't do it for, because maybe the package and they come in, it matches really good and I don't have enough time, blah, 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 and normally it's not. And that 10% are like family, where I'm like going to the, have time to, or I don't want to use your sink to wash your hair in. You know, I just want to install and go. But that's a really, you know, interesting question in the sense of like I know majority of our hair comes from Asia. And when I, when I group all of them together, I just say China, because India produces a lot of hair for us.
Right.
So I say Asia as a continent. They send over a lot of hair. And I've always thought about, like, because we go through so much hair. You see all these YouTube tutorials, Facebook tutorials about, you know, people showing you how to do these lace installs.
Shoot, I see hair in the parking lot. I mean, I'm like, why is hair in the parking lot? I don't understand. You know, I mean, is it not secured in? Are you taking it out there? I mean, I never understood that, but I do. I see a lot of hair in the parking lot, not even at the hair place, you know, and I'm like, what's going on with that?
Like tumbleweed, you know, it's just rolling across.
Yeah, or just laying out there and, you know. This is, they seized 13 tons of hair products. Weaves and other beauty accessories suspected to be made out of human hair taken from people locked inside in internment camp. Estimated $800,000. This was just this particular seizure here. And let's see. They said reports are that the people found it inside the internment camp, which activists call black factories, are making sportswear and other apparel, also well-known U.S. brands.
Victoria's Secret got in trouble. A couple of years about that.
Yeah.
And so you have to imagine a lot of the products that we as Americans consume, and hair is one of them. Hair products is one of them. Like, I think we talked about a couple of, you know, a while back about how you don't really find a lot of stores that cater to African-American or textured hairs that are not ran by Asians, ran by Asians over here. So, you know, they have to corner the market in a sense of in order to get the product, because sometimes, like, even if you do find a black-owned hair supply store, beauty supply store, they don't have the same stuff as if you do, you know, the Asian-ran ones, the ones that are ran by, you know, someone that's Chinese or Japanese or Indian. They don't have the same type of, like, quality of supply. And I talked to one lady that I know that owns a hair supply store in Tallahassee. She says that sometimes it's hard to get it because the manufacturers will sell only to a certain demographic than it will to sell to her, in order to provide the products in her store for her customers. So it just, I think too, as consumers, we might want to research who made this hair. Is this, you know, even though it might be good hair, who made it? And, you know, maybe if you're that person that wants to keep your dollars recycling back into your community, that might be something you might want to think about, you know? So,
It's just like I said, when I saw that one and then I started thinking about it, I'm like, okay, you know, even if you are losing hair, is it worth trying to get some strange hair from someplace that you're not sure about, you know, and are you taking the extra precautions? I'm glad to hear that you are. We're going to take a quick break here on G's Power Hour. It is our hair care hotline, the second Monday of the month here. The number is 516 516- 877-387-1944. We are talking with my expert, Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salon in Soto, South Downtown Orlando, near TJ Maxx and Target and all that. So near Orange and Michigan. What is it? Grant Street? That's right next to it. Yeah. So anyway, G's Power Hour, Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is the second Monday, and that means we have our hair care hotline with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salon here in South Downtown Orlando, Soto. And the number, if you have questions for Candace, is 516-387-1944. And we were just, you know, we're battling the COVID hair, whatever that is or means at this time, and we were talking about some COVID hair loss. I mean, it's everybody. You know, we've heard of some different stars that are dealing with hair loss and you know, doing all kinds of experiments and changing it, colors, cuts, all that type of stuff. You know, I'm wondering also too. This is around the time of year that I usually ask you about, I guess, hair dyeing and all that kind of stuff because it's close to Halloween. But I'm assuming that there's been a lot of hair dyeing going on anyway without it being Halloween. But I'm assuming that there's just not going to be the same type of investment in the hair this year as it's been in years past for that. Go ahead. Yes.
I would agree with you on that. There's not as much, you know, I don't see a lot of my clients that would normally go to like costume parties or like, oh, I'm going to be what's one that has a lot of hair? Cruella de Vil. You know,
oh, yeah.
I really see people that are really trying to their best even to purchase things for their kids because, you know, me and my son had a conversation. I was like, would you still want a costume, right? And so then he says, well, don't the costumes come from China? And I was like, I don't know where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I've never thought about that.
You must have been listening to my Made in China show that I had on the other day. I talked about all of the stuff made in China. Yes.
And so I said, I don't know, somebody still want to dress up? He goes, well, we can, like, make something at home. My husband built this, like, candy chute that comes from the garage. It's this big PCP piping. And he painted it orange and black. And then we're going to take the candy, individually wrap them in Ziploc bags, throw them in the chute, and then the trick-or-treater puts their bag in the chute at the end of the driveway. So they don't have to come up to our door. You know what I mean? Because we feel like there's going to be some kids that treat in the neighborhood. But we're not the way for us to kind of participate and with the neighborhood.
Well, that's
but that's a valid statement he made. And he's like, I'm okay. You know, I'm 11 anyway. I'm not, you know, I should have retired yesterday. So I'm okay, Mom. And I said, well, if you're, that's a good choice. But he's like, we can participate, like decorate. And that's normally not my thing. But you have to be, innovative nowadays because things are different. So,
I'm not a big Halloween person per se anymore. I haven't been for a long time, but I know for some people it's a really, really big deal. So, and then the holidays are coming. It's that time of year that kind of goes pretty fast. But this year, and I think a lot of people want this year to kind of go and get out of here. But I think the year ending has to be a year that ends with some sort of resolution to how we deal with COVID. I don't want to necessarily start 2021 with just the same issues that we're dealing with in 2020. I mean, not to the extent that we're dealing with them now. So.
Yes, and have better resolutions. That's another one. Not the speculations of what works, what doesn't work, the better resolution of how we're going to handle it. Even if we were to come into 2021 with it, at least with a better plan, better data, better ways of taking care of ourselves across the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we all have to be better committed because, I mean, there's a lot of us that just, and I know the frustration is like, enough already, Like, I go in the store sometimes, like, okay, I just can't wait to get out. And I'm a person that I used to just kind of like going and window shopping and everything like that. And now it's like, okay, I just can't wait to get, because I want to take the mask off and breathe, It's that way for me. It's a lot of stuff that, and just also the way that some of these people are handling it. We know it's tough. We know it makes you tense, but then they're treating other people like it's their fault, And it's like, this everybody's kind of, having issues with this. It's not any one particular person's fault here. So the numbers have gone. We had some more cases today, 48 deaths in Florida. 1,533 new cases and 48 deaths. In Central Florida, I think there's two in Orange, none in Osceola, Seminole, or Polk. Volusia had 3, Brevard 2, Flagler 0, Lake 1, Marion 2, and Sumter 0. So that's where the numbers stand today. I get the alert from Channel 9. So anyway, let's talk about what we can do right now, because I invested in a number of cute little scrunchies, but after a while it's like, first of all, my understanding is you're not supposed to be pulling your hair back a whole lot anyway. It makes it kind of pulls on certain areas, and like you even said that you're having issues where I guess you're wearing that cap and now you're getting the thinning around there. What else can we do to keep healthy hair, but keep it attractive, make it attractive, and professional?
At this point, I've started doing natural protective styles without extensions. So I find myself, because now I'm on a trend where I don't wash it every day now. I wash it every other day, in a sense. So, like, if I work 4 days back-to-back, I'll wash it the second day and the fourth day. The fourth day, I'm not going back to work for maybe 2 days or 3 days, right? So then when I'm not going back to work for those 3 days, I don't wash it those 3 days where I'm not at work. So I find myself now wearing a lot of headscarves, really nice headpieces. There's a really good YouTube video, and I will send it to you, so maybe if you want to put it on your Facebook page, my YouTube video on how to make the little bows, make the big bonnets to kind of like help out with not the exposure of your hair and keeping your hair nice. So you can wrap your hair, put your wrap on, and then turn around and put a really nice headscarf on. So it's like 30 to 40 ways on how to tie your headscarf that would still be professional and nice and look good. So I find myself doing that on my off days. So I'll probably twist it up underneath. So I'm going to go out and about. I have so many scarves now, and I'm doing fabrics as a good place to kind of go get some. So I would say you can start off with like a yard. If you want to make your headpiece more dramatic, you can use 2 yards and then just practice. And it conserves your hair. You don't have to worry about it's protected from the environment. I would suggest putting something silk on if before you put your fabric on. Any piece of fabric will work, even down to an old T-shirt. So I would suggest doing that because, like again, you're putting your hair back. You're probably wearing headbands a lot. You're probably wearing really cute scrunchies. You know, still kind of wear those things, but let's find ways of giving it a break and protect yourself. So that's what I would suggest. And you can still make it pretty fun. You can buy the matcher outfits. You can buy all different types of colors, like you were saying a couple of shows ago about accessories and buying different accessories to match your outfit. You know, so that could be one of your accessories that you can use. Also, if you're taking a break from chemical services, that's another thing I've noticed. A lot of my have died down. And it's not that I'm recommending people not to do it. And people that I know for a fact that used to be avid blowouts, relaxer clients, even color clients have slowed down their visits coming in. So
sure a lot of it has to do with affordability right now. You know, if you've lost a job or someone in your household has lost a job or got hours cut or whatever the case may be, I'm sure that has a lot to do with what you have to decide you're going to cut out or change. So that might be part of it.
You're right. Some of it's affordability. Some of it is people like, I don't really want to be out and about. You know,
yeah.
I know you're in a type of deal, but I just don't want to be out and about, you know. I don't want to be around other people. I don't want to be in that setting. There's a whole bunch of reasons why they're not coming in for chemical services. Now, they may be coming for a style or two or just to get their hair trimmed or treatment per se, but yeah, they're not coming in for talking to some of my clients like, okay, since we're not doing a relaxer, we gotta up your treatments a little bit. I would recommend you purchasing the Aquage healing treatment, which is one I use, or the B3 complex, which is another treatment that I use. Here's where you can find it. If you need me to purchase it for you, let me know. So definitely upping up your treatments at home, your protein treatments, your moisturizing treatment, still do those. Like, don't lax on that because it's still helping your current hair and maintaining the hair that you have. So that's some things I would say. Use some head wrap accessories this go season. Up your treatments. And we're getting into our less humidity months, so in our dry season's coming up, so you're going to need the moisture. You know, you're going to need to put the moisture back into your hair. So that's what I would recommend for this season, just so that way it feels good. And if your hair feels good, it's going to look good. That's how I feel. That's what I feel right now. If it feels good to you, at least it's going to look good.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you, Candace, when we come back, does it matter where you get your hair products from? Question I have. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. And also, I want to give a few tips to you, Amazon Prime junkies, because I know it's Prime Day tomorrow, I think it starts. And I'm not a Prime person, but I do have a few suggestions. So anyway, the
The number is 516-387-1944. We are talking with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish Salons here in South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour. Never had so good entertainment, and we'll be right back.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720, Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Tomorrow, we will have someone on from PACERS, National Bullying Prevention Center. It is National Bullying Prevention Month. And, yeah, just because we're home doesn't mean the bullying has stopped. We need to talk about how things are these days. Bullying was happening online, too, even before COVID. So we need to talk about it. We need to address it, and we need to stop it. So anyway, that's tomorrow. High blood pressure, we're talking about that Wednesday. Thursday, we're talking with Burton Kelso. It is Tech Thursday, but we're also going to talk about something else that's coming up to help you keep the excuses down from getting to the polls for the election. And then Friday is Friday in the Garden. So full week here on G's Power Hour. But we're back with Candace Thomas here of South Downtown Orlando's Be Lavish Salon. And I want to ask you, Candace, about does it matter where you buy your hair care products? And the reason I was asking that, I know the Ulta, they've got this big sale going on right now. Another thing is, well, supposedly having this big sale coming up. The other thing is, you know, a lot of people, the go-to place in past times has been Sally's, but now you can find a lot of hair care products in your local Walmart. So it doesn't matter where you go. And also, I don't know if Amazon is going to have their own, you know, hair care, you know, sales going on. So does it matter where you buy your hair care products? That's what I want to know.
Yes and no. So if you're buying your hair products from a major chain store like Walmart, Ulta, Sephora, Target, you know, to name a few, I would suggest, yes, they should be okay because, you know, they're more regulated than some of the mom-and-pop shops. Some of the mom and pop shops, because where they get their shipment from doesn't necessarily mean that if you buy design essentials from them, it's really design essentials.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like to buy design essentials,
yeah.
Design has a design essential line, like a hair care line in Sally's now. And it's not the same, that not the professional brand, but the same. So if you buy it at Sally's, yeah, it's made by design essentials. But sometimes you can buy something that says Design Essentials or says Mazzani at a mom-and-pop shop that's not necessarily that product. And that's more prevalent, I have noticed and seen in hair color versus hair products. So definitely hair color. So if you're that person that likes to color their hair at home, that's, you know, more power to you. I would definitely consult with someone. I'm like, hey, where do you get this? Or because sometimes it's not what it really is supposed to be. I would even say down to, and almost anything really. You just gotta really see exactly where it is. Oh, eBay. I've ordered some products from eBay before.
Mm.
And the beginning is because I moved from one of the Aveda salon to my own, so I had to figure out how I was going to get some Aveda for some of my clients that still like Aveda products, right? So order from eBay, mm-hmm. it is in one shipment was really good. The other shipment, it wasn't, it just was lackluster. I don't know if it was past the shelf life or if it really was the product that I ordered. Okay? So mm-hmm. definitely watch your online site.
That's something we have touched on in the past. About shelf life of products, you know, and, you know, I know people buy, like, maybe large quantities. Maybe you go to Sam's or something, and, you know, you buy, because I know Sam's carries some stuff. Like, I've noticed lately they've carried some of the Shea Moisture products and stuff like that. But the thing about it is, if you're not going through your products quick enough, they might become ineffective. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, like, I'm looking at this edge control by Brazilian Blowout. And it has a shelf life of 24. And it has, like, a little product on the bottom, on the back of where the label is. And it says 24 on it, like a little product emblem. And it says 24 on it, and that means it lasts for 24 months from when you open it. So when you bought it, I bought it 2018 of October, and I opened it, and I took that off of it. That's when it starts, because oxygen has hit the product, and it starts degrading. And sometimes some of the products, bacteria will set in, and so that's another reason why they don't want you, because you know, think about it. How many times do people wash their hands before they touch their products or the products go in their hair? You know what I mean? Like, if you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you made yourself a cup of coffee, you pet the dog, did you go wash your hands before you touch your product? Well, you're contaminating your product. That's another reason why they have shelf life. You know? So those are some things to think about when you are purchasing your product. Because at the end of the day, if you bought something that's not, it's going to stay on your shelf for 6 months, most makeup is that way. They have a shorter shelf life. So if you bought something that's going to sit on your shelf for 6 months, but you bought an industrial size of it, and it's only you know, you're at the end of the day wasting your money, even though you think it's a good deal. Are you using it effectively or within that amount of time? So if you're trying to save money, you know, sometimes it might be better to buy the smaller one. It's depending on your usage, you know. Pre-COVID, we weren't washing our hair that often, so why would we, you know, me, why would I buy myself the biggest liter bottle of shampoo just for myself if I'm only washing it once a week? Now it's different, but then I wasn't, so I would buy what I need that would last me within the shelf lifetime. So that is something else to think about, yeah.
So basically, it's whatever the thing is. Because I saw something one time that was talking about, I guess there's a little symbol with like an open jar on some of the products or whatever, and then that's where that number is. Is that correct?
That is where that number is. Now, a lot of products I have noticed don't label them, don't have that shelf life symbol, but they're slowly coming out with it because, you know, thanks to us as consumers, we want to know, you know, how long does this product, and how many times have we talked about things, you know, in this winter, and then we go back and it gets winter again, it doesn't work anymore. Well, it could have been past the shelf life. So that's just some things that we need to take into consideration when we are purchasing our stuff. And some maybe go to their website. So if you bought something that doesn't have it, like because it's a smaller bottle or travel size or something, because you wanted to try it, go to their website and Google it or whatever search engine you use, and type it in and say, well, what is the shelf life? Or go to a lot of these products have what they call stylist tips about the product and ways to use it. So, like, for example, I'm holding a Pantene Gold Series Moisturizing Boost Conditioner. It doesn't have the shelf life on the back, but it says to learn more about Pantene, go to Pantene/stylisttips.com. If you have any questions about the product or how long it lasts, and it says it. So there's information out there for us, guys.
Okay. Well, thanks, Candace. Really appreciate it. And but before I let it go, I want to say something really quick. Like I said, I know Prime Day is coming up. And Candace is giving you some tips about buying a hair product online and stuff like that. So just be careful. She's told you what to watch for. But I just want to just tell everybody, look, I know a lot of people get excited and stuff like that. What I would suggest, I just want to make a few suggestions. Look at the website now and see, first of all, budget. See, can you afford it and include shipping, include taxes, include all of that, make sure you are laying that out, number one. Number two, look and make sure that they've got enough of whatever it is that you think you want or need on the site. Because, you know, sometimes you look at them and say there's only a few left. So, you know, to try to save yourself some heartache and headache, look now to see if they're saying that so that tomorrow when you get ready to try to order whatever it is you're going to order, you know, if it's out, you're not going to be too terribly surprised or disappointed. You know, just do that, you know. Also, the other thing I want to suggest, and I don't know how much of it you can use on Amazon, but use some of the shopping apps. I wanted to just make sure I told you all that. There's an app that a friend of mine, Madison, introduced me to called Fetch. In fact, I just used it today, not for Amazon, but for actually TJ Maxx, where you can scan receipts. It almost doesn't matter where you get the receipt from, and you collect points. Points go toward gift cards. I have, since I've been using it, I've only been using it the past few months, but I have gotten an Amazon gift card off of that. Check places like Sam's Club to get gift cards, because sometimes they have discounted gift cards. Now, like I said, I don't shop Amazon that much, so I'm not really sure. But sometimes you can save a couple of dollars getting the Amazon gift card from there. Check also, there's a website called Ibotta. Check Ibotta. I think I've mentioned that to you before, Ibotta. ShopKicks is another one that I use, and I think they might have where you can save kicks and get gift cards. So try to be a smarter shopper. You know, do your homework in advance, do your budget in advance so you won't be surprised, and find ways to save money when you're doing all this shopping. You know, I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, I try to share whatever it is I got. So I'm going to probably share some of those links to some of those shopping apps on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. I'm also putting Candace's information on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Candace, you still there? Anything I missed?
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
Great advice.
Okay. So, well, thank you. Appreciate you being with us today, Candace, and look forward to talking to you next month, and I will see you sometime soon. Okay?
Okay. All right. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. Take care. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.